you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
It's time for another episode of the show that makes Thanksgiving weekend a happy time for everybody. Well, everybody but turkey, I suppose. I can't help but wonder if Foghorn Leghorn considers Thanksgiving to be cannibalistic. Okay, that might have been a little too graphic, but it beats a where's the beef joke right about now. Oh, you gotta be a geezer to get that one. Somewhere Clara Peller is smiling. And if you're in the dark on that one, just Google Clara Peller, P-E-L-L-E-R, and Wendy's. Clara Peller was, in her 80s when she delivered that line, where's the beef? It was in a TV commercial for Wendy's back in, about 84, 85. But it became a catchphrase in America, and it made her famous. Plus, advertising execs and food industry insiders will tell you that campaign, where's the beef, increased Wendy's sales by more than 30%. So for those of you who don't think radio and TV advertising works, put that in your pit and smoke it. Are you listening, Big Green Egg? You need to advertise on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Just call me at Edgewater Studios at... Okay, that's enough sales talk for one day. Besides, the catchphrase for this weekend is, as Dominic Mandola of Raging Cajun said so well on last week's show, bird is the word. And we didn't even have time to ask Dominic about the ultimate Thanksgiving bird, the turducken. That's a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken. Or maybe it's the other way around. I'm not at all sure. Which is why I wanted to ask Dominic about it. A turkey, a duck, and a chicken. Whew! That's enough bird to last all the way through Christmas, for crying out loud. Although, we've all probably eaten so many turkey sandwiches and turkey casseroles by now that a good double meat hamburger probably sounds pretty good, doesn't it? So where is the beef? Wendy's is good, but we prefer a cold smoked burger from Brand Danny's, or better yet, home-grilled pop burgers in our family. And at Thanksgiving, family is the operative word. Lots of you have told me how much you enjoy hearing the stories about my family, especially the ones about when I was a kid, and I enjoy telling them too, I must admit. My family has a colorful background, and that's putting it diplomatically. I've told you what a high-character guy my father was, and my mother's side of the family had a great deal of integrity too, but let's just say not all the branches of my family tree grew straight. If you know what I mean. But I won't bore you with any stories about Uncle Kingfish. No, I'm not related to the former governor of Louisiana, Huey Long. But I did have an uncle who ran for governor of Texas. No, wait. He ran from the governor of Texas. That's right. He ran from the governor of Texas. I always get that confused. Anyway, one of you suggested I tell more stories about my family. And this is the holiday when family is the operative word, so why not? I truly love to tell stories about my dad because he was such an irascible old coot. Now, for those of you who don't know what irascible means, Pop could be a little crabby sometimes. Cranky, surly. Oh, what the heck. As he got into his 80s, he was, as my mother liked to say, a cantankerous old grouch. He was the operations officer for, three different banks during his business career, and his employees loved him. But they also called him the meanest old man in Fort Worth. Now, that was a little bit sarcastic, but only slightly. Because if you got on his bad side, my dad could really run up the score on you, if you know what I mean. Now, don't get me wrong. My father loved me, and he treated me very well. He was my advocate. He was my champion. He was my best friend. He is the only person who never let me down. And he was the only role model I ever needed in life. And I told him all of that. But he also didn't hesitate to let me know when I was headed off into the weeds and needed a little course correction. For instance, I lived at home with Mom and Dad during college. I went to TCU in my hometown of Fort Worth. It was strictly an economic decision to live at home with Mom and Dad. I was working my way through college, and TCU was, and still is, a very expensive private school. I'd started my radio career in high school, so I had part-time and full-time jobs at radio stations all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that helped to pay my tuition and living expenses. I'd frequently work the all-night show on the radio, and then I'd make an 8 o'clock class at TCU the next morning, plus a couple of more classes in the afternoon. Yeah, it made for long days and very little sleep, but heck, I was 18, 19, 20 years old. I was bulletproof. I had the world by the tail, as my mother also liked to sarcastically say, and I could do anything back in those days. Couldn't we all? However, I was still a college student, so I made plenty of stupid decisions on a fairly regular basis. Didn't we all? And it was in keeping with one of those regrettable life choices that I found myself stumbling home after a late-night bombing run at a local bar called the Wee Lounge. It was just down the street from my beloved alma mater. Let's just say I was well-oiled. I think you get my drift. I wanted nothing more than to fall into bed and sleep it off, but as luck would have it, I had to walk right past my parents' bedroom door and negotiate a dangerous 90-degree turn at the same time. Well, at least it was a dangerous turn for anybody as top-heavy as I was at that moment. I did not fare well. I took the curve at a higher rate of speed than the law would have suggested. I bounced off the opposite wall like, Dale Earnhardt at Pocono. That resulted in my inevitable tumble to the floor with a loud crash, which, of course, woke my father. He quickly jumped up out of bed, grabbed his .38 revolver, thinking someone was breaking into the house, and turned on the light switch in the hallway. He looked down at me and uttered a string of expletives that a drill sergeant would admire, turned the light off, and went back to bed, leaving me in a heap on the floor. I literally had to crawl to my room in my bed because I was too trashed to get up and walk. The next morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., Pop woke me up with a loud and cheery, "Good morning, son. Time for breakfast. We've got work to do today." He served me runny scrambled eggs, on purpose, I'm sure, while I desperately tried to unscramble my brains and avoid the urge to, liquidate my assets, bring it up for a vote, toss a sidewalk pizza, you know what I'm saying. Then Pop announced that he and I were going to auger the main sewer line to the house with a drain snake, you know, so the toilets would flush faster. And I knew right then and there I was in for a very long day indeed. To his credit, Dad never once berated me for coming home pickled the night before, and he never acted as though he was mad at me in the least. But the message was very clear, even if my head was not. He was telling me in no uncertain terms, "You may be old enough to go out and measure sidewalks upside down if you want to, but when you do, just know there will be a price to pay for it when you get home." I can't say it cured me of ever getting drunk again, but I did learn one thing. I said to myself, "Randy, the next time you get toasted so bad you have to grab the carpet just to keep from falling off the face of the earth, don't go home." So, on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I'm going to introduce you to three other members of my immediate family, my son, my grandson, and my brother by another mother, Fred Olson, the guy I worked with on the Hudson and Harrigan Show for 30 years. Because this is the weekend when family is the operative word, right? And while our little family may not be fully dysfunctional, we will have fun. And who knows? We might even get around to talking about cooking a little bit before all is said and done. Just one little piece of advice first. Take it easy on the pickle juice this weekend. All right?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
there's a famous old saying in show business. It's attributed to the comedian W.C. Fields. He said, never work with children or animals. The thought behind that quote is that both children and animals can be highly unpredictable on stage. And on top of that, they can also easily upstage even a really talented performer like W.C. Fields. So this next segment of the show will either turn out to be the most delightfully enjoyable or tragically disastrous in the short history of our show, because I've invited my grandson to join me here at Edgewater Studios in Sugar Land, Liam Randall Hames. Hi, Liam. Don't freeze up on me now.
This show's going to be about cooking.
Yes, that's true. It is. Yes, we're going to talk about cooking. We're going to talk about a lot of things, though. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about you, too. Where did you get the name Liam Randall Hames?
I don't know.
Well, my dad, your great-grandfather, my dad's name was Graydon Randall Hames. I'm your grandfather, and my name is Randall Wheeler Hames. And your daddy, my son, your daddy's name is Derek Randall Hames. And your name is Liam Randall Hames.
Because all of my family's last name is Hames.
That's true, yes. Everybody in your family has the last name of Hames.
Us boys share the name of Randall, too.
Yes, that's true. So, you're how old?
6 years old.
Okay, you go to school, of course.
I'm almost going to be in first grade.
So you're going to be in first grade this next fall.
Now I'm going to go to public school.
Ah, are you excited about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because they give us clearer instructions.
I see. Clearer instructions, I see. So what do you like to do for fun? Do you play sports?
Yes, I play sports.
Okay, what sports do you play?
Basketball, baseball, soccer, dodgeball, any kind of sport.
Except football. Why do you not play football?
Except football because, and hockey because I get hurt.
Oh, I see. So do you not play football because?
I play it like for fun at school.
Oh, I see.
But I play those sports like for fun at school, but I can't play hockey because it's not ice.
That's true. Houston doesn't have a lot of ice, does it?
But I can't play hockey because there's no ice.
And plus, you don't play hockey and football not because you don't want to play them, but because your mommy and daddy don't want you to hurt your head, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. But you do like the game of football, don't you?
I do, and I like hockey.
Oh, do you? You like hockey?
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked hockey. Now, I knew you liked football because you and I go to TCU football games.
That says Randy and Lim.
That's right. It says Randy and Liam. That's because that's what we're recording on right now.
But it says Lim.
Well, that's
it. L-I-M.
It has to abbreviate for the spot because the spot is so small, it just eliminated the A. But in a moment, I'll expand it out and I'll show you it says Liam, okay? So, we go to TCU football games together a
lot,
don't we?
We go to TCU football games together a lot.
Yes.
Even though I can't play, but I can watch.
So, you like TCU, do you?
Yes, I love TCU and the Texans.
And the Texans. I'm telling you, folks, I'm raising this boy right. Now, here's a question for you. Who's your second favorite team after TCU or the Texans? That's a tough one, huh?
The Patriots.
The Patriots. Why do you like the Patriots so much?
Because there's a player on the Patriots who used to play for TCU.
That's true. Do you remember his name?
No.
No? Marcus Cannon.
I like the Patriots second best.
Yes.
Other than TCU and the Texans because there's a Patriots player who used to play for TCU.
I see.
His name?
Marcus Cannon.
And And his name is Marcus Cannon.
Okay, now I want to ask you something. This is the Outdoor Cooking Show. Well, you're nailing that Sprite. That Sprite's disappearing fast, isn't it? Let's put it right there. I'm afraid you're going to have to go potty again. This is the Outdoor Cooking Show, so I want to ask you about cooking. Do you ever help Mommy in the kitchen when she cooks?
I love to help Mommy in the kitchen when she cooks.
Okay, so what do you do? Oh, you have to pause to get a little more Sprite, huh? Let's give the Sprite a rest for a moment. Okay. Tell me about cooking in the kitchen with Mommy. You don't have to lean right into the microphone. Do you see where Pop bent the microphone right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped it. Now, tell me about helping Mommy in the kitchen.
Sometimes I cut cucumbers.
Oh, really? So do you cut them with a sharp knife?
No, I just cut them with a butter knife.
Just a butter knife. I see.
Mommy doesn't want me to get hurt with a big, sharp knife.
Right.
But it's really hard.
Yeah, with since the knife is not so sharp,
yeah.
it's difficult to cut the cucumber, isn't it?
Since the knife is not so sharp, it's difficult to cut the cucumber.
Yes, okay. I think we need to keep the Sprite on the table there. You're going to have to go potty here in a minute if you keep drinking that Sprite like that. Now, Daddy likes to cook outdoors, doesn't he?
My dad likes to cook outdoors.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me about Daddy cooking outdoors. What does he cook outdoors? Do you know?
Chicken, meat, and stuff.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite thing that he cooks outdoors?
His chicken.
Chicken. You are kind of a chicken kid. You like chicken a lot. I will say this. When Liam was very young, he had some stomach problems, and so his mom ate a lot of chicken and very little beef because we were concerned that he had some kind of dairy problem. And as a result, I think from the mother's milk that you drank from Mommy, you just kind of developed a taste for chicken, and you prefer chicken over hamburgers or pork chops or other kinds of meat. You like fish too, don't you?
I also like fish, and I love fries.
Of course. Of course, everybody loves French fries. But but what's your favorite food in the whole world? That's another tough question, isn't it? Your favorite?
Ice cream.
Ah, okay. Well,
or donuts.
Or donuts. We had donuts today after you got out of school, didn't we? Yeah, so what kind of donuts did you have?
I like glazed donuts and strawberry ice and cherry ice, and that's it.
Okay. What's your favorite thing that Pop cooks outdoors? You know, Pop likes to cook out on the grill out in the backyard, too. What do you like that I cook?
What's the stuff that you cook?
Well, I see. I cooked fish a couple of weekends ago. Remember when I cooked the salmon?
Burgers.
Burgers. Ah, you like Pop burgers. That's a big staple around our house. We like to do Pop burgers.
My Pop's burgers.
Yeah, okay. And French fries.
And French fries.
Okay, but today's show is about pizza, and I know that you're going back to that Sprite again, aren't you?
And I love pizza.
Yeah, okay, so today's show is about pizza, so let's talk about pizza just a minute. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Cheese.
So you just like pizzas with cheese and no meat on them, is that right?
These are both my favorite, cheese pizza and pepperoni and sausage.
Oh, you like pepperoni and sausage pizza too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So
those are both my first best pizza.
Oh,
ever.
Back to the Sprite, huh?
In the whole wide world.
So, do you like the pizza from the store, or do you guys ever cook pizza at home at your house?
I like the pizza from the store better.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a pizza at home that Mommy cooked in the oven or something?
I've eaten a pizza at home that my mom cooked in the oven, too, but I like it from the store better.
Sorry, Danielle. So, there you have it. Straight from the my grandson's mouth. Pizza, it's not just for delivery anymore. Thank you, Liam, for appearing on the Outdoor Cooking Show with me.
Pop, I gotta go potty.
I told you.
No, I don't. I don't really.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
This is my firstborn male child, Derek Randall Hames.
I think I'm your only born male child.
Who's also our COO and senior music producer here at Edgewater Studios, where the Outdoor Cooking Show is produced. Hi, son.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Have you heard your son on the show?
I haven't yet. I need to listen to the podcast.
Yes, you do.
You can get the podcast on iTunes, everyone.
Yes, and on our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Very easy to access. Just click on podcasts and then go to the one that you'd like to listen to, or all of them, if you'd like to binge listen for a while. By the way, Liam stole the show.
I have no doubt he's stolen every show he's ever been a part of.
And a few hearts along the way. I would say mine included, but he did that the day he was born. Obviously, I know the answer to this question, but for the benefit of the audience, Derek, tell everybody where you developed a love for audio.
Well, I suppose it was sitting in your sound studio when I was 4 or 5 years old. I kind of lived on your program director's couch for a while when mom was away and tending to family issues. And so the radio side was fun, but the actual making the music side is what I was drawn to, I guess, because, well, it helped me get girls. So it's why every guy does anything at all.
I can clearly recall you sitting on my lap when you were 4 or 5 years old, and I would instruct you which button to punch at which time. Do you recall that?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of my earliest memories.
And you also appeared on my old TV show on Channel 67. You remember that?
Is that Alvin?
The Prize Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we showed a movie clip that no one could ever identify because it was so terribly generic. And yet, 2 days before we went off the air, magically someone's girlfriend identified the movie and won the jackpot.
It's called fraud.
But you actually first started learning about digital audio when you became an intern during your senior year in high school at Dulles High School on my show, the Hudson and Harrigan Show. And our producer, Chuck Tiller, kind of taught you those skills. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think my main job was buying breakfast for people and making coffee and that was my main job, but yeah, occasionally I would get to sit in while promos were being cut together and learned on a super antiquated system. But yeah, that was, I suppose that was my first experience with digital audio. I'd been in recording studios before then and done music projects, but that was all in the tape days.
But then it kind of graduated from there when you went to college.
Yeah, so in college, I joined a band called 60 Foot Sammy. The lead guitar player was John Shelton, our CFO and chief engineer here at Edgewater. And we got picked up by a Grammy-nominated record producer out of the UK. We went over to Europe and recorded in some of the coolest studios in the world. And I sort of looked at the producer and said, that's what I want to do.
Do you still use some of the techniques that you learned in the studio from that producer?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the ways that I prepare bands for the studio is process-wise is similar. I take them into rehearsal rooms, whether that be at the studio at Edgewater or where they rehearse, and we dive into their material. We work really hard to get their material sounding its best self before we ever hit the studio. So we break down parts and make sure that kick drums and bass guitars are playing together and that everybody is supporting singer and song, and there, you know, there's a whole host of things that we look at and try to break down and make better before we ever get in the studio.
And that's to maximize your time when you're actually tracking the songs, right?
To maximize the time and to make sure that the arrangements are optimal. You can do all the fancy magic tricks with digital audio that you want, but if the right parts weren't played to begin with, there's not a whole lot you can do to save it. You need to get the band actually sounding good there in the room before you can make it sound good on a record.
Do you find most producers do that, or is that rare?
I think a lot of people are skipping that step for budgetary reasons. We tend to work with artists where we say, we've got to agree on a budget ahead of time, not a price per hour, but a project budget, because we want to make sure that the results are A+ and give the artist a chance to actually do something with this work.
So do most studios avoid that step?
Most studios are about selling you time, which is perfectly fine. Ours is a little different in that we have a studio, but the studio really exists to serve the artist. It's about making records. It's not about selling time. So the studio was just the way that we felt we could best serve artists by not having them on the clock at some other studio, but rather being able to bring them into our studio and take our time with what we're doing.
I hear you and John Shelton throw around the term radio ready. What do you mean when you say that?
What we mean is take whatever the most popular 5 artists are in your genre, and you want your record to stack up next to theirs. If it doesn't, then you're probably going to miss a lot of opportunities, because when you submit that record to booking agencies, record labels, music publishers, venues, radio stations, those people tend to have pretty trained ears. They listen to a lot of music. They get a ton of stuff submitted to them. And if your stuff doesn't measure up production value wise, they're probably never going to give it another listen.
How do you accomplish that?
By not skipping steps. By making records takes a long time. A lot of people think, I've even had people in pretty popular bands that are friends of mine that have said, oh yeah, we made our last record in 3 days. And I've gone, no, you didn't. Like, your part may have taken 3 days where you were actually there cutting parts, but I promise you that the producer and the engineer and any other editors or staff, they were working a lot longer than that.
What other services does the Edgewater Music Group offer to artists that they don't find in other recording studios?
Yeah, one thing is, because we've made records that have consistently high quality, we've earned a contract with Red Music, which is a division of Sony Music Entertainment, for distribution. So we can offer artists major label distribution, which gives you the opportunity to get your stuff sold into physical stores, gets you the opportunity to have prime placement within platforms like Spotify or iTunes, and really can set your music apart from all the people that are just using CD Baby to put their stuff online.
So let's talk about outdoor cooking for just a minute. Do you enjoy grilling in the backyard?
Absolutely, all the time.
Where'd you develop that love?
From you and your dad. From you and Grandpa. I do cook meat just enough to where it doesn't moo any longer, unlike your dad, but not much longer than that.
Well, you may not know this, but Dad, your grandfather, actually built his own charcoal grill.
I remember the stories.
Out of a wood-burning stove.
Right.
He hand-fashioned a metal cover and a stovepipe, even laid a small concrete slab to place it on. By the way, folks, Derek and I inherited none of those skills. But did you grill in college when you were at TCU?
Yeah, a little bit. We had the balcony grill that we probably should not have ever lit up in the first place, to be honest with you.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, we were creating fire hazard for sure. And it was probably already a hazard just because of how many beers we'd had. But yeah, we grilled some at TCU, and then we got the house over on Weyburn Drive, and then we were able to do some real cookouts, but it was all terrible. It was trash.
What kind of foods do you gravitate toward?
I mean, I like making a nice filet. I grill up chicken pretty often. That's just like the staple feed the family type stuff. It's the only thing my son will eat that's spicy. He doesn't want anything spicy, but if it's daddy's grilled chicken, then I've literally overspiced it for my wife and I, and he's still eating it. He's over there sweating, like, but it's so good that he eats it. He just loves grilled chicken.
And we understand that you've stolen John Shelton's shrimp recipe.
Oh, did he talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yes, I've stolen it. I haven't improved on it at all. I've just taken it and done it. Because it's really, really good.
This has been my beloved son, Derek, who is Edgewater Studios COO and senior music producer. Tell musicians who are interested in our services how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. info@edgewatermusicgroup.com is the best way. Just write us up and let us know a little bit about your project. We'll take a listen to it and let you know if we feel like it's a good fit.
My dad, Derek's granddad, taught us both a very strong work ethic. It's obvious that it passed through to you. I'm humbled by your dedication and skill, and I'm honored to call you my son.
I feel the same about you, Dad. Thanks for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Well, former president, but it works either way, sure.
Wow, I didn't expect for you to answer. Hi, this is Randy Hames with the Outdoor Cooking Show. I was expecting Fred. Where are you, sir?
Well, I'm not in Morocco, that's for dang sure. We're into him for about $28 million, and I got nothing to give him.
So what are you up to these days?
I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking chicken.
Cooking chicken. How do you like your chicken?
It's a great setup. How do you think I like my chicken? I think we better get away from politics and or religion and just get right to food. How about that?
It's time once again to visit with my old radio buddy of many decades, Fred Olson. How you doing, Pard?
You know, we are great. I got the windows are open. The weather's just amazing.
Yeah.
We got family coming in what? Oh, in less than 2 weeks for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we got probably anywhere from 17 to 19 people will be in the house for 2 days.
Wow.
And nights. And we're going to, oh, we love it. Bev has brought family back into my life. They are so nice and so funny. Nobody gets crazy. Everybody helps clean up, and when they drive away, you wouldn't know they were here. It's that good a family.
A lot of people in broadcasting call each other partner these days. Gary Danielson and Vern Lundquist come to mind.
Yeah.
But you and I have been calling each other pard for over 35 years now, and I wanted to start out by reading you something I found on the internet the other day. You're going to love this.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a page called TooCoolFishing.com. Now, the original poster's screen name was Chicken Boy, which has nothing to do with fishing, but he wrote, "For as long as I can remember, I listened to Hudson and Harrigan on Thanksgiving, and every Thanksgiving, Jim Bob would cook the dinner, and no matter how close he got to perfecting the end product, he would screw it up. I remember the time he put the aluminum-wrapped potatoes in the microwave."
Yes, yes.
And he opened the door and they exploded. "The time the turkey shot through the chimney." I don't remember that. "The time he fried a turkey and burned down the studio." And on and on. "Jim Bob was an Aggie, and they promised him if the Aggies ever beat UT, they'd let him play the entire Aggie war hymn."
Oh.
"That very year the Aggies won, he played the hymn. It was good stuff that morning. I laughed. I miss them. I miss Jim Bob this Thanksgiving." Now, that was posted on November 24th, 2010.
Man.
That's about 6 or 7 months after we got fired from Hudson and Harrigan. By the way, we're not Hudson and Harrigan anymore. We lay no claim to that name in any way.
No.
But it doesn't stop there, Fred. If you scroll on down, there's a guy named Texas Duckslayer. He said, "Me too, that was a great station." There were lots of other comments that I can't read on the radio.
Uh-huh.
But a guy named Trout Hunter said, "I was thinking the same thing this morning. I'll miss their Frontier Christmas, too." Then Javelina Russ added, "The H&H show no more? When did the commies take over?" Then our old friend Captain Wayne Venton chimed in. You remember Captain Wayne?
I do.
He said, "They were all good friends of mine. Radio personalities are like baseball managers and football coaches, them that's been fired and them that's gonna be."
The famous Bum Phillips quote. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he said that on our show one morning. And I just thought you'd enjoy hearing some of that. And knowing that people still remember us from the Hudson and Harrigan show.
I was in church, oh, this is months ago now, and this guy, a young man who was here, he was running technical stuff for sound and audio and all that, and he kept looking at me across the church, and finally came up later, he says, "I realized who you are." And he and his father started riffing old Jim Bob bits.
Oh, my.
Mrs. Potts and the Snake.
Oh, yes. Petey the Snake.
That whole, oh, my goodness. And I let him go. I just said, "Keep going, man. You guys know better than I did." You know, we're so blessed to have the job we had for so long. And and really, we left at a good time. I just don't think radio is as much fun as it used to be.
But Jim Bob outdid himself every Thanksgiving. What was your favorite?
Oh, you know, you brought up the one about the potatoes in the microwave. My favorite, when he's looking at the microwave, is going, "Hey, look, lightning. Clouds are forming. I think it's going to rain." Blam!
I remember the morning that he decided he was going to deep fat fry the turkey on the roof of the building. We made him go to the roof of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Because that story that was recounted earlier on that website happened the year before, when he deep fat fried the turkey and burned the studio. So we made him go up on the roof.
Right.
And he spent a couple of hours brining the turkey, and he stuffed it with popcorn, and then he dropped it in the grease. But it hadn't completely cooked by the end of the show, and he wanted us to eat before the end of the show.
Of course.
So he decided to turn up the heat to super high to speed up the process.
Right.
Which, of course, made the grease so hot that the turkey was launched into the sky, and we never could find it. And then, the best part was, in his next newscast, Robert B. McIntyre had a story from NASA, which was warning the public about an unidentified flying object.
Or was it an unidentified frying object?
That's right, it was, yes.
It could be.
And I think he even reported that they had to close down incoming and outgoing flights from Hobby Airport. So here we are. It's Thanksgiving again. And I must admit, I'm sorry Jim Bob's not around to blow up the butterball. What are you and Bev going to do this Turkey Day?
Well, again, family's coming. And we have, again, she has a unique family. One of my favorite people, and they're all really neat, is Painless Paul, Famous Paul. He's like 6'5", 6'6". He's a dentist.
Oh, come on.
No. He is. He's sold his practice in San Antonio now. He does a lot of charity work on Indian reservations around the country. He's a really nice, giving kind of fella. So he shows up, and it's his job to cook two turkeys outside to deep fry them.
Ah.
So being the dentist that he is, he's got all this stuff he injects them with, and of course we stand around making lots of comments. You know, like, Doc, I think you missed the molar, you know, that kind of stuff.
Novocaine turkey?
Novocaine turkey, kind of. And he gets all this juice, and he sucks it up into the syringe, and he shoots it in there until these things just are fabulous turkeys, and I love deep fat fried turkey for Thanksgiving. That's the first one to go. People, the minute it comes out, they start field stripping that thing. And it's wonderful. So we have that, and everybody kind of joins in. Somebody will bring, you know, soda, somebody brings ice, somebody brings the potatoes, somebody brings the bean casserole, and it's just like a big potluck, and it's wonderful.
Well, so what sides are you partial to? What do you like best?
What do I like? I've never been a huge... I'm okay dressing. I'm okay with dressing. It's okay. Sides I love, gravy is super important.
Oh, yeah.
Gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, especially that green bean casserole, you know, I like that with the those little French onion things on the top you buy.
Yep.
Love that. And what Bev hasn't made yet, and I keep asking her when she's going to make it, is, you know, that Chex mix, it's called Texas Trash or whatever.
Right.
To me, that's a side dish. It is, because once you make it, the house smells like heaven.
Oh yeah,
and I love it. It's my weak spot, man. You can have candy this time of year. You can have cookies and cakes, but give me that stuff.
Well, and Bev likes to bake. What does she do? Pumpkin pie, pecan pie, what?
You know, and people think she's a huge baker. She's an amazing cook, but baking is not her strong suit.
Huh?
No, she there's some things she really does. Cookies for the grandkids. She'll do like the fall cookies,
yeah.
And then does the colored icing, you know, for the kids. So when they come, they just, you know, beg for cookies all day. So.
Well, when it comes to preparing Thanksgiving dinner, my wife has a one-word answer.
What's that?
Lubies. No, that's not true. That's not true.
I didn't know. I was going to say, I don't believe that.
No, she goes all out. We have a family recipe that's been handed down over the years from my side of the family, and it's kind of morphed with her side of the family. And she roasts the turkey all day in the oven. She makes the cornbread dressing in a separate pan from scratch, and lots of giblet gravy. I know you don't like giblet gravy.
I love the gravy. I just don't want the. I don't want to. Taste the giblets. What's that floating in there? I don't know.
What was it you called them one year? Little pieces of rubber?
Yeah, that's what it tasted like.
And sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes. We love them taters. And green beans and cranberry sauce and rolls and pumpkin pie with lots of Cool Whip.
Oh, yeah.
And we just have the family over. And Derek, Danielle, Liam, and Skyler. But like all turkeys all over America, we have run out of time.
Oh, no. I was just having fun.
But at least nobody's going to try to smoke us or deep fat fry us, Fred.
Well, absolutely not yet.
Hope you and Bev have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope you blissfully fall asleep during the Cowboys game.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, brother.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?